Today's reading begins in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9. There he came to a cave and lodged in it. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi you will anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Mehola you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. And the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu put to death, and the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, every mouth that has not kissed him." So he departed from there and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him, and he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." And he said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his army together. 32 kings were with him, and horses and chariots. And he went up and closed in on Samaria and fought against it. And he sent messengers into the city to Ahab, king of Israel, and said to him, "Thus says Ben-Hadad, your silver and your gold are mine. Your best wives and children also are mine." And the king of Israel answered, "As you say, my lord, O king, I am yours and all that I have." The messengers came again and said, "Thus says Ben-Hadad, I sent to you saying, deliver to me your silver and your gold, your wives and your children. Nevertheless, I will send my servants to you tomorrow about this time, and they shall search your house and the houses of your servants and lay hands on whatever pleases you and take it away." Then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, "Mark now and see how this man is seeking trouble, for he sent to me for my wives and my children and for my silver and my gold, and I did not refuse him." And all the elders and all the people said to him, "Do not listen or consent." So he said to the messengers of Ben-Hadad, "Tell my lord the king, all that you first demanded of your servant I will do, but this thing I cannot do." And the messengers departed and brought him word again. Ben-Hadad sent to him and said, "The gods do so to me, and more also, if the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls for all the people who follow me." And the king of Israel answered, "Tell him, let not him who straps on his armor boast himself as he who takes it off." When Ben-Hadad heard this message as he was drinking with the kings in the booths, he said to his men, "Take your positions." And they took their positions against the city. So we've seen Elijah have this showdown with the prophets of Baal, and of course the Lord wins. We've seen rain come back upon the earth. Both of those things showed that the Lord was with him. Yet Jezebel threatens his life and he runs. The Lord sustains him as he runs, and he comes upon this mount, and Elijah's at a low point, probably the lowest point in his life. When he had that showdown with the prophets of Baal, I believe that he thought that was going to be it. Everybody would turn to the Lord after that. I mean, this was an incredible event. There was no doubt left that Jehovah is God and that Baal is nothing. Yet Elijah is still running for his life. Elijah is seeing that the people did not turn to God the way that he had expected. So I think Elijah is sitting down and thinking, well, what good is all of this? Am I accomplishing anything? And so he's at that low point. He thinks that he's completely alone and he's ready to die. But God's not finished with him. And God is pleased with what Elijah has done. The success, or rather the obedience of Elijah toward God, was not based on whether people listened. It wasn't based on whether people turned to God. It was based on just Elijah doing what God wanted him to do. There's an important lesson in that. Sometimes we think that us being pleasing to God is all based on results, when it's not necessarily based on results. It's based on us just doing what we're supposed to do. I think preachers especially fall into that trap because, you know, we try to accomplish certain goals, and when we don't meet those goals in terms of, you know, reaching the lost or maybe turning someone back from straying away, then we feel like we failed, when in reality, in the eyes of God, we did what was asked of us. And so this depression that Elijah feels sometimes happens to preachers and elders and teachers, sometimes to parents even, when they don't reach their kids. Maybe their kids are grown and have not stayed faithful. There's lots of situations where we might feel like Elijah. But there's also a lesson in how Elijah comes out of it, and that is the Lord tells him, get up and get back to work. There's stuff to do. You know, doing something is at one snapshot in time, no matter how big that thing is, did not alleviate him of the responsibility to keep serving God. God is pleased with him, but he still had more for him to do, and he assigns him these tasks. And so we've been assigned tasks to do day in and day out, and we need not be chained by depression or feeling like we're not accomplishing anything. We need to get up and move on and do the next day's work. Think on these things today, and as always, thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.